आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय रेनु कटारिया। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Combined Commanders Conference at the Indian Army's Eastern Command Headquarters, Vijay Durg in Kolkata today. The conference will continue till 17th September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also be present in the event. Technological advancements, coordination among the three branches of the armed forces, modernization and other aspects will be discussed in the backdrop of the present political situation of the world in the three-day-long Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will launch several development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees at Purnia district in pole-bound state Bihar today. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will launch flight services from the newly constructed Purnia Airport. He will also inaugurate the National Makhana Board, which will benefit the makhana producing farmers from the region. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for railway projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Bihar. Mr. Modi will flag off a new Vande Bharat Express between Danapur and Jogbani and also inaugurate two Amrit Bharat trains. In addition, he will lay the foundation stone for the first phase of the Kosi-Mechi River linking project, which will greatly help in flood control and enhancing irrigation facilities. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Purnia.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Defence Procurement Manual 2025 to expedite revenue procurement for the services, enable the domestic industry through simplified processes, promote innovation and support enterprise. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the revised document will cater to the emerging requirements of the armed forces in the era of modern warfare. It will foster jointness among the three services and help in maintaining the highest level of military preparedness through expeditious decision-making. In Jammu and Kashmir, the first ever regular joint parcel product rapid cargo service parcel train connecting Budgam in central Kashmir to Adarsh Nagar in Delhi is set to be inaugurated this morning at Srinagar Railway Station. The ceremonial flag-off will be graced by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and other senior officials from police and civil administration. The event at Srinagar Railway Station will mark a milestone in Jammu and Kashmir's journey towards economic integration and growth. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain for the next 3 days over northeastern states and Maharashtra. The Met Department has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated pockets of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. Leaders from Arab Islamic nations are meeting today to discuss a possible joint response to Israel's recent strike in Doha that killed 6 people, including 5 Hamas members and a Qatari security officer. Among the leaders attending will be Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will also be in Doha, but his presence at the meeting is yet to be confirmed. Ahead of the meeting, Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani strongly condemned Israel, calling the attack state terrorism and warning it undermine mediation efforts for a ceasefire in Gaza. India cruised to a 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in their Asia Cup Group A clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Extending their unbeaten run and moving closer to a Super 4's berth, Pakistan, opting to bat first after winning the toss, crumbled to a meagre 126 all-out in 19.3 overs. Chasing a modest target, India roamed home with 25 balls to spare, powered by explosive opener Abhishek Sharma's blistering 31 off just 13 balls and skipper Surya Kumar Yadav's composed 47 not out. Indian Grandmaster R. Vaishali defeated former world champion Maria Mazuchuk of Ukraine and moved into a joint lead after the 10th round of the women's section at the FIDE Grand Swiss in Uzbekistan. With this victory, Vaishali joined overnight leader Katrina Lagno of Ukraine, both with 7.5 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.